You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
According to new research, Māori are a third more likely to be admitted to hospital with treatment injuries because of healthcare complications than non-Māori. Research conducted at a similar time also found Māori were less likely to have access to heart failure medications. I spoke to report co-author and pharmacist Dr. Joanna Hikaka Nāruahine about the report's findings. Can you speak a bit about the findings of the report?
Yeah, so what we did was looked at information from hospitalisations for Māori and non-Māori in the Bay of Plenty and Lakes District Health Board areas at that time. They were district health boards. And we looked for the number of hospitalisations related to treatment injuries and the number of hospitalisations related to complications of care. And we found that Māori were more likely to be hospitalised because of both of these things compared to non-Māori.
And why is this so concerning?
Well, I guess the issue is that we understand that when there's any sort of medical or surgical care, health care, you know, there are risks associated. So the intention is that, you know, people benefit from health care intervention, but there are also potential risks. And if we see that these risks are occurring, you know, there's variation between ethnicity and the outcomes from healthcare intervention, then that is an issue. And complications of healthcare, you know, they can be influenced by the ability to access healthcare in a timely manner, the quality of healthcare, and obviously hospitalisation is one of the outcomes we don't want to see as a result of healthcare intervention. So, looking at a health service and systems level, it's really important that we understand why there's variation and what can be done to improve healthcare.
So as a result of this report, do we now understand more about the reasoning behind the inequity in healthcare complications?
No, I don't think we have a good reason, you know, understanding of the reasons, and that's why it's really important to actually even know that this information, you know, to know that there is variation, because then if there's variation, then there's the potential for people to then respond to that and understand more about why there's variation. But there's lots of potential reasons that there could be variation. As I talked about earlier, it's around your access to healthcare, because if you know, so some of the complications of healthcare, for example, could be that you might have a fall because you're on medicine that lowers your blood pressure because you've got high blood pressure, but perhaps that dose is too high for you. So you might have a fall, you might break a bone and end up in hospital. And so if we understand more about the potential for variation and how we can address that, then that's really important in changing how we deliver healthcare.
And separately, access to heart medicines were also found to be inequitable. Are these isolated incidents, or do they signal broader inequity issues for Māori in our healthcare system?
So that was a separate study, and that was done through the researchers in the University of Otago and University of Auckland, and that looked at adherence, or the potential for people to take medicine in the same way that's prescribed by their doctors to medicines in those that had heart failure. And so we found that Māori were less likely to take medicines in the same way that was prescribed. And so there was, again, ethnic variation. And I think that, you know, it's just another exemplar of inequities existing in the healthcare system and the need to actually respond to these. And so, for example, in the research we're doing now, looking at healthcare complications, this is part of a wider study with Te Aroha Whānau Ora Collective, where we're working in partnership between Whānau Ora Collective and Waipapa Taumatarau, the University of Auckland, to look at how we can support older Māori to better access injury-related care and ACC care, and also prevent injuries in older age. So I think it's important to understand the numbers, understand what's happening, but then also to respond to that in a way that is culturally appropriate, culturally responsive, and led by Māori and the communities in which these older people are.
You mentioned the treatment injuries report was done under district health boards. Is the switch to Te Whatu Ora a positive sign?
At I think there's definitely drivers within the health system reform that mean that monitoring and responding to these issues will be easier. So, for example, the centralisation of data and patient management systems, but, you know, and it does provide potential mechanisms for more Māori governance around that data. So, yeah, there are, you know, potential drivers now within those health system reforms that mean that this, these sort of findings can be responded to. And that's really what we're trying to say with this work, is that we need, a transparent, accountable system that provides information about these issues and also as a way to then create solutions.
I also spoke to Hariata Virko from the Korowai Aroha Health Centre about the context of these barriers and solutions. I started by asking for her perspective on the research.
I guess we had an understanding of why these things were happening, but it was good to get that actually confirmed via, you know, from the patients or from the people that were involved. And it gives it a little bit more context as well, you know, to understand why this has been happening, and happening for quite a while.
Do we now understand more of maybe the driving forces behind the inequity in healthcare complications?
I think so. I think we've always understood why there is the inequities. It's actually trying to... trying to drive how we can actually improve that, though, because it's actually quite complex, some of the things that are coming up, and there's multiple things that are involved in why these inequities are happening.
What are the barriers and proposed solutions to reduce the likelihood of Māori receiving treatment injuries?
I think the barriers have always been that the system is can be complicated for people to work through. People don't have the time and the resources, as in finances, to be able to actually see the whole process through. And sometimes the solutions are you actually need resources to continue to see through the process. So, you know, if you're on ACC and you need to go to physio or something like that, I mean, there's still costs involved. There's still, you know, all of that access is still a problem. So for some of the solutions we've come up with is we're looking at navigators being available in the areas to be able to assist people through that process, and to try and make it a little bit more seamless as well. And there's a whole lot of trust issues as well for people that are coming through the system, ensuring that they're actually going to get some positive outcomes by completing the treatments as they go through.
In another report released at the same time, access to heart medication was also found to be inequitable. Cost was highlighted as a barrier, but not the only one. But are these isolated incidents, or are they reflective of the entire health system?
I think it's really hard to say when you say these reflective of the whole health system, because, you know, it is one of those things that you have to build a rapport with the people that, from a Māori point of view, that you're offering these treatments to. So I think there's multiple reasons why, you know, you can start off with a 15-minute GP appointment. It's never actually going to be able to give the person time to completely feel at ease with what's being said to them. The health system is also very much an individualised service, whereas it's nicer for Māori to have it in a whānau context, where there's some understanding built within the whānau about some of these things. Medication, there's I think if you're a pharmacist and you're able to give the whānau some context for the medications, actually some really good information. So there's that health literacy, and you know how it's going to work in practice with if you're on other medications. So when I say there's multiple factors that need to be addressed, you know, from a system that is dealing from a high tune of numbers, where you don't have that luxury of time to explain a lot of those details.
Does this mean any solutions to highlighted issues will need to be innovative and most likely Māori solutions?
I think that's where we're heading, because there's always got to be an element of rapport built up, especially for Māori. You know, we've got to know that people are actually really interested in making sure that the outcome you're looking to get is really positive. There's a saying that you don't have to know me, but you have to understand, you know, my circumstances. And I think if you're not aware of people's circumstances, it can be seen as quite transactional, the process that you're going through. So yeah, I guess that there is an indication that you do want somebody to invest in a relationship in order for you to actually think that they're really interested in making sure your outcome is really positive. I know that sounds a bit harsh, but you know, I think there has to be some authentic partnership in when connecting with Māori. So if that's Māori solutions for, you know, being Māori for Māori, then yeah, that's probably it in a nutshell, really.
That was Dr. Joanna Hakaka and Harite Avirko on new research showing inequitable healthcare access for Māori.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.